The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
Amen. And so happy Children's Day again. Happy Children's Day to me because I'm a child. So, the children just activated something, and I want us to sing a hymn today. And everything that was a common thread, restoration, blessing. There's a hymn that the Lord gave me on Wednesday, and a song also. We're going to sing it. And the hymn says, there shall be showers of blessing. Showers of blessings. Rise up on your feet. Can we put it on the slide?
Showers.
this next prophetic song for our nation, even as we go into what God delivered us from and what is taking us into. And most time God releases song to me to our local, our language. There's no vernacular. It's our language.
O saloba no moyi, O saloba no moyi, la haba baga giwa, la haba baga giwa.
I don't even know how the song came about. I knew I went to a place and the Lord highlighted the song to me. I'm sure Pastor Charles should try and interpret for us, because God's first language is not English language.
God that has honor, we beg you, don't let us be lost.
Can we take it one more time?
O saloba no moyi, O saloba no moyi, la haba baga giwa wiwa, la haba baga giwa wiwa, oba o, o godwa.
Sing to him, and I believe there shall be showers of blessing, and I believe God will honor you, honor us. Get ready for the rain, the rain of blessing and the rain of honor. Shout a good amen as you take your seat. Thank you so much, music team. Thank you so much. I have only about 20 minutes or 21 minutes to do this. I hope I can be able to do this, even as we round off the series, but not round off the culture. The transforming power of honor. And next, we're starting a new series called Rediscovering Spiritual Intelligence. And so get ready. Get ready for the school, the classes, Fem Kingdom classes. We're doing Kingdom in Heaven, the Kingdom in Business. We're doing Defining Relationship, Love and Connection in Marriage, and also doing Parenting Intentionally. Please, if you're registering for this Kingdom classes, if you have one that is on, if there are two classes on Monday or the first day of the, or second day of the week, please register for one. If you want to go for another one, there are other classes going on in other locations. The same syllabus, the same thing we'll be talking about. So if you are doing Kingdom in Business on Monday and you want to go for Defining Relationship and it's still on Monday or the second day of the week, then you can now go to another location that is taking it another week if there are the two classes you will attend. Or you can decide to only attend one. I encourage every one of you, because what we do here is to connect, grow, and to serve. You must always connect with people. You can't experience us as a family by only coming on a weekend service or even a midweek service. You must connect with us in our training. You must connect with us in life group so that you can grow. It's iron that sharpeneth iron. I've had more breakthrough and more growth in our training programs than in services. I'm not saying you are not going to get something, but in all these services, you'll be activated. But for you to grow and develop roots and deepen your theology, you must go to these classes. The reason people are discouraged is not because of the challenges. Because when you put yeast in a dough, what will happen is that you put the dough near fire, the bread starts rising. You can put a dough without a yeast near fire, it will not rise. So it is not the fire that makes it to rise. It is what is inside them. When challenges come your way, what will make you to break is not the challenge. It's what you already have on the inside of you. And that's why you need to deepen what you have. Praise the Lord. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 40 to 42, it says, "Who receives me, he who receives you receives me. And he who receives me receives the one who sent me. Anyone who receives a prophet because he's a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And anyone who receives a righteous man because he's a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he's my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward." In 2 John 1, verse 2, 2 John is only one chapter, and in verse 8, the apostle of love, Apostle John, the only disciple that died a natural death, penned down this many years ago. He said, "Watch out that you do not lose what you have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully." That you may be rewarded fully. Watch out. He said, watch out that you should not lose your reward. Today I want to talk about the practice and the reward of honor. We need to practice honor, and honor has reward. The Bible says God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It's only religion that will say, no, our reward is in heaven. No. As I saw an advert, they were selling clothes. They say, all the good things will they do for being against our reward? Now for heaven. No, your reward is not only in heaven. You have reward here too. Am I making sense? You have reward here. God will reward people that honor him. And when Jesus was talking about in Matthew chapter 10, verse 40, he was talking about people honoring God by honoring the people he sent to them. And he said, if you honor a prophet, that means that those that are ahead of you, those in authority above you. If you honor a righteous man, those are your peers. And if you honor those who are below you, the little ones, you will always get reward. And Apostle John said, "Do make sure that you watch out for what you have worked on for, so that you will not lose your reward." Judas Iscariot worked out, but he lost his reward. Why? Because he did not watch what he was. He didn't watch what the yeast in his heart. And so he lost the reward that he was supposed to get. Honor is an essential key to receiving from heaven. If you want to receive from heaven, you need to walk in honor. Heaven has reward for you, and the only way we can tap into that reward is to actually walk in honor.
And you must understand that you can only practice honor effectively when you value people. The young man that was preaching this morning, he said something. He said, I will put you in a place that is so valuable. I will hold you in high esteem so that I will see you the way Jesus, the way I will see Jesus. And that is that critical ingredient. Doesn't matter whether the person has the same belief like you. And that's why when I see believers insulting people on social media, I step back, because Jesus will not insult. You can only practice honor when you love and are patient with people. You know, does it not shock you that we are now so we have not developed impatience? Some people, you have changed your name from Oziegbe. You have changed your name from endurance. You are no longer patience anymore, because the brother of Jesus, James, said a statement. He said, "Let patience have its full course, lacking nothing." And most times when people lack, it's because they did not have patience. You cannot impregnate 9 women and in 1 month decided you will not have 1 baby. No. Some things take process. Sometimes it takes God a long time to act suddenly. And so you must understand that I need to love people. If I love you, I will treat you with honor. I will honor you. If I'm patient with you, you know, there are some people that they will get to, they will meet some senior citizens who are not working well. Say, I beg, come off, or will not make you old. Listen, we have that. We have that. Because the person is walking very slowly. You can outwardly honor people without having honor in your heart. But the reverse is not possible. In other words, you cannot have honor in your heart and not honor people. All those domos and all those things might just because it's your normal practice. That's how they trained you. But really, the honor has not come. The young man also said, "Say, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issue of life." Honor starts from the heart. Honor starts from the heart. Every time I travel with my family or travel with my wife, the Lord will tell me, "You see, you are not patient." Because I will just get into some place. Ah, you're supposed to. No, no. No. And so you can think that you are honorable until the fire of dishonor, on the fire of impatience come. Then you will know that you are not honorable. Let's look at what honor is not. Because most times, many people say, "Honor me." As if honor is a card. Honor me. You are not playing Russian roulette. It's not putting your ATM card into the ATM machine and say, "Honor me." Honor is not demanded, but given. Honor is not demanded, it is given. In other words, I'm going to enter every situation as an honorable person. I'm going to be patient with people. I'm not going to go to a place and say, "Honor me." I will get to a place, and the way I want to be treated is the way I will treat people. It's a seed. Whatsoever you sow, you will reap. And so be careful. It's not about the harvest, it's the seed. So when I come to a place and I honor people, it may not begin to manifest on time. But after a while, people will say, "Go and meet that young man. Go and meet that young lady." Why? Because you're honorable. Honor is not being a people pleaser. Not pleasing people at the detriment of yourself. The Bible says, "Love your neighbor as." In other words, you can't love your neighbor more than as yourself. It's not also a call to say, "I'm not a people pleaser. Leave me. That's how I am." No. That's not how you are. That's how you learnt it. And all this about honor is not sitting well with some people, because you were actually raised up in a dishonorable environment. It was normal to be dishonorable. You people don't respect yourself in your house. You fight. But when people come and fight you, you join forces to fight the people. That is not, it's not really honor. It's just an arrangement. It's an arrangement. Honor is to people, ultimate obedience is to God. Honor is to people, but my ultimate obedience is to God. They say, "Honor your father and mother in the Lord, not out of the Lord." So your boss cannot say, let us honor me. I'm not your boss. Oh, you sign this thing. And you know that this thing is wrong and you actually sign it. Your boss cannot say, am I not your boss? Kiss me. No. It's in the Lord. I'm obeying God. I will honor you. But when the honor of you clashes with my obedience with God, I will defer to God. And that's what Potiphar's wife said to Joseph. Sleep with me. My husband will not know. And he did not say, I will sin against Potiphar. No. He said, I won't commit this sin against God. So my ultimate obedience is to God. I honor you not because you are honorable. I'm working in it because I'm developing a culture that whenever I enter a place, it just naturally manifests. In natural, you can't press toothpaste and pepper will come out. It's not the pressing that caused the pepper to come out. There is pepper inside. And so anything you press, somebody was working one time, they wanted to give injection to a man, one of these holy. And as they gave him, he said, Shokpono. It is not the injection that brought Shokpono. Shokpono was there. As they put it there, the Shokpono came out. Some of you, it's natural for you to use the F word. And when you use it in front of a pastor, you say, eat, sorry. No, it is just, and some people say it, I just laugh. Somebody used a word near my wife yesterday. Say, where did that one come from? I say, it's there. We are trying to detoxify. We are trying to do an upgrade. Honor is setting effective boundaries, not words, when behavior does not line up with identity. There are many of us, we come into a place, we still have an orphan identity. And so we set boundaries. And boundaries are essential for you to move up. You come into my house, you say you must eat my meat in my pot where I have arranged it for people, I will tell you no. You say, am I not your brother? Am I not your senior? I say, I'm sorry. I love you, but no, don't hear the pot. Am I making sense? You can love somebody into and begin to practice unsanctified mercy. I can't extend grace to you at the level of God. I'm sorry. There are some people, they will ask you money you are not supposed to give to them because you are sponsoring their irresponsibility. He says, my brother is my sister. And that's why in your giving, you must hear God. Because there are some habits people come and meet you and you give them money and they sponsor the habits. And you think you are doing them well. No, you create effective boundaries. You have mud in your leg. My rug is white. You can't enter my house. I'm sorry. Say, but I'm my brother. I love you. Stay there. When you put your shoe, come inside. He said, no, I don't want to put my shoe. Say, I'm okay. I'm sorry. I love you. What's the practice of honor? We need to start practicing honor. All authority is ordained by God. Listen. All authority is ordained by God, but not all authority is godly. Get it clear. All authority is ordained by God, but not all authority is godly. That does not mean that you will not overthrow the authority. There are many of you, your bosses are ordained by the Lord, but they are not godly. Some governments are ordained by the Lord. He said, Nebuchadnezzar, I'm the one that raised him. In Exodus chapter 9 or 8, he said, I'm the one that raised Pharaoh. God is saying, I'm the one that raised Pharaoh. Is God wicked? I don't know. But God is good all the time. And so all authority, including your father that did not send you to school, is ordained by the Lord. Whether all of you do coup to overthrow your father is ordained by the Lord. Honoring those in authority, we must now begin to understand that I need to honor those in authority. If I look at the people above me, the way God said I should look at them, I value them, they will begin to rise up to that status. They will begin to rise up to that status. The more I demean them, the more they will be in that position of being demeaned. There are four levels of authority. One, you find it in the family. It's the starting point. How many of you in this place, you are from a family? Raise up your hand. How many of your family have family vision? But we say family is the bedrock of society. But we spend hours to craft vision for companies. What's the vision of M Foundation? You can say it. What's the vision of your family? So when we tell you to come for all this training, it's to create you so that you can create vision. So that when they see, this is Ekosway's family. The people that come out from that family, they have a certain type of values. Those days they used to tell us, remember the family you came from. Today, the family, the first level of authority is family. In Ephesians 6:2-3, it said, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Lord, give me long life. No, it's obedience point. Honor your father and your mother. I've seen many people say that my mother is a witch. I won't call her again. You are cutting short your destiny. Is she a witch? I don't know. I didn't fly with her. Did you fly with her? No. How will Jesus treat a witch is the way you should treat a witch. My wife was here. He said Jesus is the pattern son. You know what it means? Is the pattern. Some of you that do tailoring, there's pattern cutting. Huh? You use it to cut others. So Jesus is my standard, not the one I saw David doing. And how did Jesus treat the mother? Who everybody believes she was pregnant outside wedlock. It's only you that know that it's Jesus. If you ask everybody in Jerusalem, as Jews, they will say that girl. We know. They call him the son of Mary. Do you know what it means? You are the son of Mary. We know you. Jesus, on his dying on the cross, provided for the mother. I know you are very intelligent and you have listened to many messages. Your father is dying now. You are not calling him. But you are praying fire prayer. It's okay. Number two, civil authority. These are realms of authority. Civil authority. Romans 13:6-7. This is also why you pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants. He said, no. Is it this regime that is God's servant? Never. When Apostle Paul was writing this, is the person that killed him that was writing about. The next realm of authority is the church. Somebody say church. Say church. Yeah. The realm of authority. Apostle Paul was writing to the Thessalonica church, the church in Thessalonica. He said in chapter 5, verse 12, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 12 and 13. He said, now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in highest regard, in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. In other words, say, hold those that are above you in church. That Luther penned the thesis to the world did not mean that authority has been destroyed in the church. It signifies that nobody goes to God through another person. That was what Lutheran. Go to the Lutheran church that he founded. There were still authority elders, pastors who are leading the church. Today people say, no. I see God. Yeah, I hear God too. Then we dishonor those that God has sent to you. And you believe that you are wise. I have told people, I believe you are wise, but I'm foolish. It is those who are foolish that will inherit the kingdom. Because your wisdom is foolishness to him. No matter how wise you are. The wisdom that comes from God, the Bible says, first of all, pure. And he has told me to honor those that are above me. It doesn't matter whether they gave their life to Christ 2 days ago or 3 days ago, God has seen them as a person he has sent. And when I receive them, when I honor them, I am practicing it. And you must understand also social place, your workplace, your school, the teams you play for and all those things, they must be respected. They must be honored. I've seen many believers, they go to their workplace late. They will speak in tongues with late coming. They won't do their work well. In 1 Timothy 6:1, it says, let many bond servants, let as many bond servants as are under the yoke count their own master worthy of all honor. When you sign that offer letter to accept that employment, you are a bond servant. You go to work 7:30. You will sign. You will see them 7:30, 7:31, 7:32, 7:33 and a half. I don't know. The one that's ready 7:33 came by 10 a.m. You see, we just laugh about all this. But many of us, we practice this and we say, Lord, bless me. There shall be showers of blessings. Showers of blessing. Wait, listen. You practice, those that honor me, I will honor. Honoring those under your authority. It's not only honoring those that are above you. Many of you are work, you also own businesses. You need to honor. I was telling somebody recently, I said, you want your business to outlast you, raise it like a family. The only problem with orphans, they believe that when you are running when you are doing something like family, the person should release unsanctified mercy. I can look at you and scold you, and the next time I'm laughing with you. That's my problem here. Sometimes one person asks me, say, what? Just shout. Shout for me. Me, I don't say, you are angry. I say, me, shout. Why? Is it my problem? Is your problem? I may only suffer it for a while, but it will suit you for a lifetime if you don't change. If I shout, I release toxins into my system. Whether you like it, ulcer has started, high blood pressure. People will not know me as somebody that is always shouting, say, shouting pastor. Listen, it's not my problem. Those under your authority. Legitimate authority is given for protection, provision, and peace. Do you want to see person in authority as a leader? When you lead people, you are supposed to come on top to protect them. You are supposed to come under to empower them into prosperity and peace. For the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. So real legitimate authority, you are a father in the home, there is provision, there is protection, there is peace. That's why you are there. That's why you are the leader. That's what a legitimate authority does. You want your wife to respect you, do this. You want your children to respect you, do this. And you can only do this by connecting to the one that truly gives provision, protection, and peace. Authority has the right to correct and discipline. You must accept correction and discipline. I've seen some people say, why did they talk to me like that? Then who I be? You must welcome authority into your life to correct you, or else you become like boiling ring. Boiling ring has no thermostat. It doesn't understand that the water has finished. It should stop getting hot. It keep on boiling. He boil himself, boil the bucket, boil everything, boil the house. I don't understand. And this is the reason why you need somebody to come and say you are too hot, you are too cold. You need to look at these rough edges in your life. You need them in your life. You need coaches in your life. You need authority in your life. You need somebody to tell you the way you are talking to your wife is not good. You need that. Or else you will think that you are, I'm a man. Listen to me. Listen, you don't know what a woman can do. Forget it. God in his wisdom said something, and we'll deal with it. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 8. It says, for even if I boast somewhat freely about the authority the Lord gave us to building you up, rather than pulling you down, I will not be ashamed of it. Authority is to build you up. not to tear you down. Every legitimate authority built up, and not to tear people down. And you must get that at the back of your hand. As a pastor, as a husband, as you are leading a business, you must understand you are there to build people up. Those under authority, we need to honor. Those under our authority that we need to honor. And the first one you need to honor under your authority is your wife. Husband, honor your wife. It says it's not in the Bible. I will show you. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. In the same way, you married men should live considerately with your wife. Another translation says, live with understanding. Before, I used to quote Bible for my wife. Argue with her with scripture. I have resigned. In the same way, you married men should live considerately with your wives, with an intelligent recognition of the marriage relationship. Relation. Honoring the woman as physically the weaker. Forget about all those things that say what a man can do, a woman can do. Forget it. Forget it. The woman is physically weak. There's no need. So that you don't go and slap her and say, come, come, I will destroy you today. No. Please. That's how God created them. You need to honor your wife. Because why? She's physically weak. And look at why. But realizing that you are joint heirs of the grace of God. Can I say something to you? You cannot enter your dominion mandate as a married man without actually believing that you and your wife has joint, you are joint heirs of the grace of God. There are some wisdom God will release to you. There are some wisdom God will release to your wife. And if you can only take out the same thing with wife, there are some wisdom that is released to your husband. Wives, there are some things my wife will share with me. I have to take it because why? It may not look logical, but it's wisdom inside. There is wisdom inside. Our joint heads of the grace of grace, God's unmerited favor of life, in order that your prayers may be unhindered, may not be hindered and cut off, otherwise you cannot pray effectively. In other words, when I don't treat my wife with understanding, my prayer is not passing roof. In fact, as I say it, it's going back. He said, Pastor, is that true? I said, it's not me that wrote it, is it? He said that your prayers will not be hindered. There's a problem here. I feel like I want to be a woman. Nowhere did the Bible says a woman's prayer will be hindered. And that's why I tell women, you want to marry a man? The man says, listen, there's no way as a woman you marry a man and you'll be poor. You don't know your rights. You don't know your rights. There are some women that have cursed their husband. Shut up, heaven. What causes? And we need to deal with it. So that I can pray effectively. You need to honor your children. You know, it's not, people don't know, understand how to honor children. Say, come on for your small picking. What do you know? A young girl was told by the father, look at how you are fat. Destroyed her for life until she married a good husband. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, it says a good husband nourishes the wife. You know how to nourish your wife? You are the nourisher of your wife with good words from your heart. You want her to be slim? Begin to speak. You want her to be fine? Is your mouth. Whatsoever Adam called Eve, that was what the woman was. And we need to get to that level where I need to honor my children. Say, and you fathers, do not provoke your children to rot, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Do not provoke your children to rot. I want to quickly round up. I may not be able to talk about the reward, but there's reward. Somebody say, give me a reward. I need to honor my children. I need to look at them. Because as a man told the daughter, you are fat, she went to the mirror and looked at herself and she hated her body. There are many of you, you are fine, but you hate your body. Not because God did not create you. There is no woman that is not fine. Can I say something to you? No woman. There's nobody that is ugly. Forget about comedy and say somebody, you're ugly. No. Just say that type of beauty, you don't appreciate it. There is nobody. Because when God created the world, he said he saw that everything was good. Let no fashion magazine and all those people dictate to you who is a fine girl. In fact, in the making of fine ladies, there's no end. In the making of fine men, there's no end. Those outside the authority, outside the home, but under our authority, as a pastor, as those that lead a business, you need to now honor and practice honor these people. It's not about them honoring you too. It's for you to look at them and talk to them with honor. I see some people, as they come to the office, everybody's quiet. Same thing at home. When the father comes, everybody is just, when the father is traveling, they are throwing a party. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 1. The elders who are among you, I exhort you. I, who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also the partaker of the glory that will be revealed. It says, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseer, not by compulsion, but willingly, not by dishonored gain, but eagerly, not as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being example of the flock. You know what? If you want there to be honor in a place, you as the leader, start practicing it first. You want your children to honor people, honor them. When you make a mistake, call your children and say, I'm sorry, forgive me. And receive their forgiveness. Why? Some children are so rude now. Not because they got it from their home. You want them to be sympathetic, let them see you practice it. You want your staff and those around you to honor your customers, treat them well. There's a book, In Search of Guinness and God. You go to Ireland today, some people will tell you, if not for Guinness, we won't have had a house. If not for Guinness, we won't go to school. If not for Guinness. Guinness is thriving till today. Why? Because it's a family-friendly organization. They honor people. And what is the reward? I want to share two rewards with you and we'll just pray. In 1 Samuel 2:30, God was saying, therefore the Lord God of Israel declares, I promise that your house and your father's house will minister before me forever. Talking to Eli. But now the Lord declares, far be it from me. Those who honor me, I will honor. But those who despise me will be disdained. In other words, they will be ordinary in my eyes. When you honor what God honors, he will honor you. There are people who are not believers. They practice this. And they get the reward and you are wondering, why are they getting the reward? Because they are practicing the principles of your kingdom. You honor your staff and you take care of them. When there is calamity, they will stand with you. Don't worry about Judas. If you worry about Judas, you won't raise 11 world changers. There are people that will come and use you. They are orphans. It's either you get a partial or no reward at all. Jesus, full of the Holy Ghost, came to his own town. In Mark 6:2-5, he said, when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things, and what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands? Verse 3, is this not the carpenter? I ate on the table that he made now. Some of you should look at, imagine the life of Jesus between the age of 12 and 30. That means Jesus will go to the bush and cut log in the full glare of society. Messiah served under. He says, is this not the carpenter? The son of Mary. the son of Mary. We know you. You were born outside wedlock. Forget about that. Joseph, just we know. And the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon. Maybe they were the local boys in the area. And are not his sisters here with us? So they were offended at him. Look at what happened. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives, and his own house. Now he could do no mighty works there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. Except one of the things, that's why I say anybody that comes here, jump up and clap. It doesn't matter whether it's me. Or else, you say, is it not that small boy that came to preach? I beg, preach, let Reverend Ben come. Listen, you can miss a line. The mother can come here, I saw her this thing, but later she started receiving. Maybe the person she gave birth to, no, no junior Holy Ghost, too, I'm telling you. There is nobody that has Holy Spirit junior. Holy Spirit does not grow in your body as you grow in the Lord. We must move in honor here if we want the supernatural to last. They resisted Jesus, and they had some did not even have any reward. Some of them, just few people, headache, pneumonia, cough, catarrh, people eye were opening, people this thing in other areas. The Shunammite woman said, "I perceive this a man of God." Is it okay? Is it catarrh now? Your son is telling you, let me pray for you. He said, leave here. As long as you don't honor your wife. There are so many decisions I've taken, but for my wife. You know, some of you women believe that I support women more than men. Lie. I support scriptures. And his voice. If you like, go and slap your husband. I think I will support you. You will hear my message. You will hear my message. I have no this thing. I've told my wife, I'm not serving the Lord because you are pastor. I'm serving the Lord because I've encountered him. I'm not following guests because you have done this thing. I'm preserving my destiny. Because it's about not sinning against the Lord. If it's with you, I can find creative ways. Know that there must be the fear of your wife. Listen, if you don't know the fear of your wife, you don't know the fear of the Lord, I'm sorry. When your wife says, I want to talk to you. You want to know the fear of the Lord? That's the fear of the Lord. Do you love her? Yes. Boy, you say, please, wait, sit down. I want to talk to you. Hey? You are wondering, what have I done again? That's the fear of the Lord. She loves you, you love her, but there's a fear. So that's why I beg women, don't say, I want to talk to you. He starts defending himself. In the course of play, but when you're serious, waking by 4 a.m., say, sit down. Hey, problem, the fear of the Lord. Great or full reward is the next one. And that's what we'll ramp up. Matthew 8:7-10. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Speaking about the Romans, the centurion. Centurion are the ones in charge of 100 soldiers. They have a commander who is in charge of, I think, about 6,000 soldiers. So there are 60 of centurions under a commander, and he's in charge of 100. Look at what the Roman centurion said. He said, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. For I'm also a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does this. And Jesus went on to say, I've never seen such faith. I've never seen such faith. He said, go, your servant is well. And that's interesting. He said, I've never seen such faith. And this one is not a Jew. Are there's some people who are outside the church who are getting more miracles than those in church. The Syrophoenician woman, he said, come and heal my daughter. He said, I will not give bread to dogs. Imagine you come to meet me and I look at you and say, I won't give you this bread. You are a dog, go away. What will you tell me? Social media, Facebook, and a pastor calls somebody a dog. And Eli looked at Anna and said, Anna, you are drunk. Get out of this, your drunken state. Imagine you come to church. I tap you. Are you high? I'm sure you are on Tramadol. I'm sure you have taken something this morning. Why are you behaving like this? What will you tell me? Now church when I come. It's me that used my two legs to come. Let them bet. I will not come. All my family will not come. My friends will not come. The Syrophoenician woman said, even the dogs eat the crumb from the master's table. And Jesus said, I've never seen such a faith before. I have never seen such faith. Great reward. May that reward visit you this week. Yeah. There are many of you have been honoring and honoring. People have been duping you. Get ready for reward. Yeah. I said, get ready for reward. Yeah. Get ready for reward. Yeah. I met somebody say, no matter how they do, even if I give a business to a Christian and he duped me, I will give another Christian. I said, you are ready for reward. Because all the small thing they do you, and you yourself, why do you do people things? Giving us bad name. My brother was building a building, and I gave somebody very close one business from December to the next December. No work done. Half. Call, that's how I'm here. My car spoil here, my destiny here, and everything here, and everything. My brother will call me and say, which kind of problem it is. But you see, out of four, three people helped. I won't focus on the one, because if I focus on Judas, I won't raise Peter. Will people dupe you? Yes, I have had calls to call some young men, and I tell them this principle. You do a place, they give you something, they trust you with it, you run it down, and you think you will go and set your own. You are joking. You are joking. For whatsoever a man sweat, may every wrong seed you have sown receive crop failure. Because people don't understand that. Every wrong seed you have sown may receive crop failure. I know if I honor my wife, I will get full reward. I know if I honor my children, I will get full reward. I know if I honor those that I lead, I will get full reward. It's full reward I'm looking for. I'm not looking for partial reward. I'm not looking for no reward. I'm looking for full reward. You don't understand. I have seen my wife prophesy into my life, and all of a sudden the thing happened. Why? Honor. I've seen my children pray for me. I've seen those around me pray for me. One day, I was about to rush my wife. What I told myself I will not do, I see it in my family line. Thank God my wife doesn't remember. I took a seed that day, two seed. I gave to Pastor Felix and Pastor Tony. And that thing has never come back in my life. Because sometimes you believe that when you come and pray, when I pray for you, it will work. Lie. I may even be angry that day. And not be flowing in the anointing. It may be a young boy, maybe one of my associates who is full of the Holy Ghost, vibrant of the Lord, want to tear you down. You say, no, I'm waiting for Reverend Ben. You wait there for 2 hours. Before you know, I'm tired, I'm weak. I let Jesus say, beware. Anyone that honors me, I will honor. May honor come your way. Rise up on your feet. May you move in uncommon honor. Osaloba no moyi, osaloba no moyi, la oba bagegi ma wiwa, la oba bagegi ma wiwa, oba o. May God honor you this week. When God honors a man, nobody can dishonor. When God blesses a man, nobody can turn upturn. Don't say, it's grace. It's all about grace. How did Jesus treat grace? And how did Jesus treat the law? You think you can move in dishonor and reap honor? You think you can violate the structures that God has put in place and you reap it? No. You practice honor, you get the reward. There is seed time and harvest. Genesis 8, as long as the earth remaineth. Seed time. It didn't say harvest time. Because harvest has no end. It says seed time and harvest. When you plant one mango, it grows, every year will be reaping. The God that has honor, let us not what? Let us not be lost. That means that if I don't walk in honor, I'll be lost in life. We're going to pray that prayer today. Lift up your hands even as they sing it over us. If you have not given your life to Christ and you want to meet him, as we are singing, just come forward and let's pray for you.
O saloba no moyi, o saloba no moyi, la hoba bagegi ma wiwa, la hoba bagegi ma wiwa, oba o, o godwa la wo wo, o saloba.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.